From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In Pakistan, lawyers are leading the way in protest against President Pervez Musharraf's suspension of the Constitution and abolition of the Supreme Court. For a second day, there were demonstrations in several Pakistani cities. They were generally smaller than yesterday's. Authorities have now arrested several thousand protesters, and many opposition leaders are in prison or confined to their homes. In a few minutes, we'll talk with a lawyer of Pakistan's Supreme Court. First, the latest from NPR's Philip Reeves. He's in Islamabad.
All of a sudden, a small band of angry people appears in a marketplace in the middle of Islamabad. There's about 25 of them, men and women. They're walking very quickly. They stop briefly and chant slogans against General Pervez Musharraf. They know protests like this are now banned in Pakistan. They don't want to join the several thousand other activists who've been detained over the last few days. So after a few minutes, they melt away, as suddenly as they appeared. This is the latest form of political protest in Pakistan. A few journalists were tipped off beforehand, but at the last minute. Activist Farzana Bari says these kind of hit-and-run tactics are now essential.
This is the time, if we are not going to sustain our movement, I don't think there's any hope for this country. We have to sustain it.
But basically, am I right in saying that you have now had to resort to these kind of lightning demonstrations where you appear out of nowhere, no advance warning,
no,
demonstrate for 10 minutes and then
get out? Yes, and then we just disappears. Yes, and I have to disappear now. Okay, then.
Barry and her fellow protesters are human rights activists. But so far, the protests against Musharraf's decision to impose what he calls emergency rule, though many here say it's martial law, have mostly been by one community, the lawyers of Pakistan. Today, more lawyers took to the streets in several cities, undeterred by the arrest of hundreds of their colleagues in the last few days, or the likelihood of being beaten by the police. They were urged on by their mentor, Pakistan's deposed Chief Justice Iftikhar Chaudhry, Musharraf's chief opponent. Chaudhry was sacked last weekend when the state of emergency was declared. He's under house arrest and has been incommunicado. Today, Chaudhry unexpectedly addressed a group of lawyers in Islamabad via a mobile phone hooked up to a loudspeaker system. He said Musharraf had torn up the constitution and called on them to rise up and be ready to make sacrifices. Hours after he spoke, the spotlight switched to another leader, Benazir Bhutto.
I worry for the future of Pakistan. Can we stay united?
Bhutto flew into Islamabad today from the city of Karachi. Journalist and author Zahid Hussain says she could now play a key role in the next phase of Pakistan's political crisis.
Most of the opposition political leaders are looking towards her. She has the capacity or ability to mobilize public support and bring out people on the street. And she is in a position to strike a final, blow to General Musharraf.
Bhutto's intentions are not clear. She's called for elections to be held on time in January and for Musharraf to quit as army chief and restore democracy. But does she intend to try again to negotiate with the general or to go into outright opposition? Hussain says she's playing her cards close to her chest.
I do not see the political parties coalescing together on a common platform and representing a strategic threat to General Musharraf.
That's Tariq Fatemi, a former ambassador to Washington. Bhutto or no Bhutto, Fatemi believes Pakistan's political parties are too weak and divided to represent a threat to Musharraf. He says the general, crucially, still has the support of the army's top brass. And although Washington has huffed and puffed about the state of emergency, it's unlikely to act against him. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.